This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Well, I know our listeners sometimes probably lack confidence in the bedroom. We've all had those nights where we get too nervous when we had too much to drink. But there's nothing worse than not being able to put the stick shift in drive when you need the most. But have no fear, Rex MD is here, spreading cheer, even when you have a few too many beers.
Perfect.
So Rex MD is FDA approved and the most trusted leader in men's telehealth. They've sponsored this episode to help you always be prepared. Rex MD has made it simple, easy, and cost-effective to help all the men out there last longer and feel more confident in the bedroom. Rex MD makes getting generic and branded Viagra Cialis easy. Everything's online, even the prescription, and they deliver it discreetly to your door. No waiting rooms, no embarrassing trips to the doctor, no insurance, and no co-pays. Take advantage of their best deal they've offered and save up to 90% and only pay $2 per dosage with the exclusive link, rexmd.com/K100. That's RexMD, rexmd.com/K100 for this limited time deal. So RexMD has made this whole process very simple. There's no need to jump through a bunch of hoops to set up an embarrassing doctor's appointment to get your medication where you're telling them, hey, I'm having problems performing. So with just a few clicks of a button, you can talk to a medical professional, create a personalized plan, and get the products discreetly shipped to your door within 2 days. RexMD doesn't just have ED medication. There's other medications that help sexual health, hair growth, pain relief, and sleeping. They're also here to make sure you save big. Viagra costs around $90 a pill. That's ridiculous. But RexMD has generic Viagra. That's just as effective for as low as $2 a pill. And unlike other brands, RexMD is FDA-approved, clinically tested, at a U.S. licensed pharmacy. So you'll be getting FDA-approved ED treatments at a 90% cheaper rate than the doctors. That's 90% cheaper. That's ridiculous savings. It's fast, simple, and cheap. And RexMD has already helped over 300 100,000 guys gain confidence quickly and conveniently, and they're here to help you.
And let me just say that is accurate. You know, Viagra and Cialis can be very expensive, even with insurance. So you go to RexMD.com/K100, get them for $2 a pill, and I can tell you from personal experience, they work just as well, just the same.
Yeah, next week we'll also be bringing your wife in here for a testimonial, too.
Absolutely.
Act now to take advantage of the best deal yet by heading to RexMD.com/K100. The exclusive deal will save up to 90% off when you only pay $2 per dosage, and starter packs of generic Viagra Cialis are now available to our listeners to get started at RexMD, that's REXMD.com/K100. Yes, yeah. To give the gift of pleasure this holiday season with RexMD.
Right. Keep it hard. Boom. So we're back with another episode of K100. Disco, what topic are we going to
do? This is not an episode of K100.
K100 Talks.
There we go.
Disco's early today.
Let's talk about the football game last night and what happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, we all saw it, okay?
Right.
And everybody that I know, like, you know, had probably the same reaction. I mean, so there's never been a situation like that where a player was down on the field. Now, players have been knocked out before, or they've been hurt and they've been down. But there's never been a scene where they're talking about, like, you know, the players be, you know, the players being given, you know, CPR and defibrillator. You know, like the guy is literally like dead on the field and they're trying to revive him.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were all subjected to this scene. And it went on for like 15, 20 minutes. And like, honestly, like everybody, you know, I was at Sapphire.
Well, it's more than 15, 20 minutes because the whole show, they spent the whole show talking about it. And then like when you went to ESPN, which is, you know, they're owned by the same company. That's all they were talking about. You know what I'm saying?
It was everywhere.
But the thing was, and they're trying to figure out, you know, these people basically, you know, like the announcers and everything, you know, were there for Monday Night Football. Now we're having to talk about something completely different. And they had to, you know, the people on air had to like cover, you know, they had to provide content for this because like people want to know what's going on, right?
Well, but, so you got an hour and a half to fill.
Right. So, right, but the thing was.
And that you didn't even know was going to happen. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
But the thing about it was, is that, it, you know, I was at the club. And, you know, in our showroom, we have the game on and everything. So the room's pretty busy, you know. So
can you hold that thought? Can you hold that thought?
Yes.
Because can you imagine this happens, you're not prepared for it, and now you gotta because it was at the beginning of the game,
mm-hmm,
you've gotta somehow in real time start coming up with content. You know what I'm saying? And what you're gonna do. And you know, so that must have been a madhouse. But go ahead.
Right.
You're in the club?
Yeah, in the club, and bro, it's like you know, you're watching it and it's just you can't help but feel like it's depressing.
Of course it is. And then like they're showing guys crying, guys kneeling, praying, talking to themselves, bro.
They're
showing emotion and, you know.
People are
reacting because when you see somebody cry, you feel sad.
And
you feel like their pain.
Right. And I'm going to sound a little bit – and this shouldn't even be controversial.
Right.
Okay. But I'm – you know, when something like that happens,
which when you say this shouldn't be controversial, it means most of us won't find it, but there's going to be that minority that gets 100%. Easily offended about everything that's going to be offended. And they're the type of people that they can't keep it to themselves. So they'll fucking dry snitch and tag shit. Oh, did you hear Disco said this? Oh, really? He said that without even looking. And then next thing you know, it just fucking.
Right. So what happened was because this thing is on social media and there's so much time now.
Right.
So what you see is a narrative formulating on Twitter.
Right.
You know, where basically it's like, oh my, you know,
mostly hearsay, right?
Well, no, I'm saying the narrative is all that matters is this guy's life.
Right.
That's all that matters.
Okay.
To the point that like, you know, okay, you know, it's like, I don't want to be punished by the unwritten rules that Twitter is making right now. And I feel the same thing. We all feel the same. God forbid, nobody wants this guy to die.
Right.
We all feel very, you know, very sad. But it's like, I can't help that the thought is crossing my mind as a football fan. Oh, well, what happens if this guy dies and they cancel the game?
Right.
You know, what does that mean? Like, this is a big game. This is like the number one seed. This is crossing my mind. Okay.
Right.
Now, apparently, that crossing your mind is a sin because you're not allowed to really talk about it. You're not allowed to see like
but
all
that crossed my mind too.
It crossed a lot of people's minds. So let's get to the biggest controversy: Skip Bayless tweet. Okay, So Skip Bayless got absolutely roasted.
Right.
On Twitter. Want him fired.
And I'm going to read you these tweets, and you tell me if there's literally anything wrong with what he tweeted, okay? Now, I'm going to read you the first two tweets he tweeted because they need to be put in context because all everybody did was react to the third tweet, okay, right, that he made, and everybody's like, Mark Henry, you should be fired. Everybody's, you fired, you know, Dez Bryant wants to kick his ass and stuff, and I'm like, and I'm reading the tweet, I'm going like, you know, okay, but we'll get to it. So here's his first tweet. So this is – he's feeling the exact same thing that everybody else is. Not exactly sure what happened to DeMar Hamlin. Players on both teams are shaken. Ambulance out of the field. CPR administered. Can't remember play being stopped for this length of time. Just said a prayer for him and his family. Okay, that's his first tweet.
Right.
And a few minutes later, he tweets, I've seen so many horrific injuries suffered on football fields, and never have I seen a reaction like this. In every other situation I witnessed or covered, the game went on fairly quickly. The attitude was, quote, hey, that's football, unquote. For these players, this was different. And he puts different in capital letters. It was. They're all crying and stuff. You know, they're hugging each other. So here's the tweet he gets roasted for. And I still can't. I've argued with people on Twitter over this tweet, and I still can't understand what they're reading that I'm not reading.
Right.
No doubt the NFL is considering postponing the rest of this game. But how? This late in the season, a game of this magnitude is crucial to the regular season outcome. Then he puts dot, 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 which suddenly seems so irrelevant.
Sure.
So he's basically saying, look, I know what everybody's thinking, you know, stuff, but that's irrelevant right now because there's a guy dying on the field. He gets roasted for being insensitive about this tweet. Like, that's all he cares about is the playoffs.
Well, here's the problem, bro. It's almost like the Twitter world, it's a facade, and you got to watch what you say.
Yes.
And a lot of times you can't say what you think.
Right.
So they're almost controlling what you can say and think, bro.
They're
incredible.
So when is it okay for Skip Bayless to ask that question? Today, tomorrow?
My question was, you know, not even my question, bro, I'm not going to apologize. You're punishing me for thought crimes right now. I'm thinking this, what he said, you know, sure, the NFL go cancel this game. I'm thinking that. But I'm not even really, though. He's tweeting out what people are thinking and saying, hey, that's irrelevant right now. That's literally what he's saying. This is not an insensitive tweet.
But the easily offended will be being very insensitive because they're snowflakes. You know, this generation, the one that's coming up, that's how they think.
Right.
And you know, and we're not in that generation.
Right.
We and come bro, from a rougher generation where, and I've always asked, was our generation disco not sensitive enough, or is this generation too sensitive?
Conan.
What it do? Boom.
Have you been looking for a new addition to your fitness routine lately?
Yes, and I have found one.
Really? Did you know that at-home boxing is one of the safest and most effective forms of exercise? Allow me to introduce you to Fight Camp. It's an interactive at-home boxing. Fight Camp brings the best workout in the world into your home and makes it fun. Explore thousands of workouts led by expert trainers with decades of experience teach you proper boxing form and technique. Fight Camp also has live punch counting stats that motivate you to push harder and help you map out your progress. Knockout achievements or go head-to-head against other members from across the country across the living room. Joe, have you done this product before?
Yeah, I actually started it last week, man.
Bro, what's it like?
It's really, you know, you don't have to leave the house or go to the gym, so there's no excuse not to exercise. It's right in front of you. The lessons are extensive, they're detailed, and that's good if you don't have any boxing training at all, which I don't. And the bag, it's not that cumbersome. You can stand it up wherever you want. You can put it to the side when you're not using it. And, I mean, between that, using the lessons and competing against whoever you want, friends, family, or just strangers around the world, it gives it an interactive part to it. It makes it a lot of fun, man. But I've really been enjoying it.
Yeah, one of the best things about Fight Camp is it makes boxing accessible to everyone. No matter what fitness level you're at, what your age is, what your experience with boxing is, you can do it. I know a lot of people out there, you know, probably haven't been to fight in their life, and Fight Camp can teach you, like, if you get bullied or get picked on, you know, you know at least you know how to punch somebody in the face, and you're going to have a great time. So how do you think you would rank on the Fight Camp leaderboard, Joe? Would you be in first place, you think?
Oh, I'm working my way up to the top 10 worldwide. There's no doubt about that.
No, good grief. So join the biggest boxing community in the world without leaving your home. Fight Camp packages start just $99. Even off some great financing options, you can start as low as $9 a month. It's so cheap. To get everything you need, go to fightcamp.com/Conan to learn more. That's fightcamp.com/KONAN.
I've been in really bad condition, because I haven't been training. And I used to train. I've been training since I was a little kid. And everything that we sell on this show, we use ourselves. And the fight camp has been incredible because, as Joe mentioned, because Joe's the one that told me about it. As Joe mentioned, you know, you don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to change. You don't have to park anywhere. You don't have to pay gym memberships. And plus, like, I used to box in the service. And so I have a punching bag in my garage. And when you hit it, it swings back and forth. And, you know, somebody's got to hold it for you to really, you know, punch it. And this, nobody has to hold it. It doesn't swing back and forth. You don't got to hook it from the top of the roof. It just stands on the floor. And you can go out there and, you, and they have little video sessions. So if you only got 15 minutes, you can do a 15-minute workout. And it works every single, you know, muscle in your body. It's, I highly recommend it.
Go to fightcamp.com/Conan to learn more. That's FIGHTCAMP.com/KONAN.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
No. But let me give you my theory, okay? So I'm not going to forget. Like, bro, this is still not the worst thing I've seen.
Right.
The worst incident in a sports game I've ever seen before.
Oh, we've seen them a lot.
Not even that. I'm going to give you the worst one.
Right.
The goalie for the Buffalo Sabres, Clint Malarchuk,
right,
got a skate to the throat,
right,
and had his jugular slashed. And literally was bleeding out on the ice, like bleeding to death, right? Right. And they came in and they got him and they shuffled him off the ice with blood spurting everywhere and everything and took him away. Bro, they finished the game, you know, with a guy that may have just got his jugular, like literally like somebody comes up behind you and slashes your throat from behind and you're bleeding out. And they you know, they brought him to the hospital. And he's survived. But the guy,
bro, and we've seen. Unfortunately, what happened to Blue Blazer, you know,
right. Yes,
passed away and the show continued because they come from that old
right.
adage, the show must go on. I know there's a lot of guys for sure, like Eddie, I can speak this, you know, with a good chance, with a high probability of being certain that people like Eddie and Perro Aguayo Jr., who are two of the most charismatic guys I've ever met in my life. It was a pleasure to work with them, you know, and people really loved them. They would have loved to have died in the ring.
Right. Wow. Well, that brings up another point. Okay. Is, you know, when you're dealing with athletic competition, physical athletic competition. And you know, my thing is like the risk of this has always been there. Like you talk about major, you know, football players, 200-pound guys at high collisions, you know, hitting each other. I'm surprised there's not paralyzations, bro. You know, there's been paralyzation, but the fact that this does not happen more often is fascinating, and it's attested to like the way they, you know, the way they kind of adhere to safety rules, right? They try to make the game safer and stuff. But the thing that, like, you know, really got me here was like how, because it took so long of a period of time that everybody, like, if this would have been a situation, I wonder if it had happened, they put a guy in a stretcher and they got him off the field in like 3 or 4 minutes and they took him to the locker room. I wonder if the game would have gone on. You know, but yep, the fact that it probably took so long, and it took like this, you know, it took the players, and, you know, like, we're all jested, and then what happens is because Twitter is involved and stuff, and like, you know, cancel the game, stuff, all these narratives are coming, these hashtags are coming up, cancel the game, you know, all that matters is this guy, is that what happens is unwritten rules start gestating on Twitter, and if you don't follow the unwritten rules that have come up, like, all that matters is the game, the playoffs, nothing matters except this guy. If you disagree with that, now you're attacked. And what it shows us, like, when stuff like this happens, and like especially with the Skip Bayless tweet, bro, he had like, let me see how many numbers is here. 77,000 people quote tweeted him to like, you know, either agree or disagree with what he said, but like the comments.
Bro,
like,
but no. Disco, but let me just show you, our mentality is from another time, because I'll tell you what, Skip, Shannon Sharp didn't show up for work, okay? Right. So that's a layer right
and,
there.
Right, yeah.
Wait. And I'm sure that Shannon Sharp, who they like, you know, probably said, hey, I'm not showing up for work. Why? Because of this guy's fucking comments.
Right.
So they're hearing it from Shannon Sharp. They're hearing it from the people. And so, but this is so funny. I was reading this article right now, and this is what it says. My boss here at Fox called and said, hey, people are really reacting. This is Skip Bayless saying this.
Right. Okay.
I don't know, some fucking site. And it says, my boss here at Fox called and said, hey, people are really reacting strongly to your tweet. Maybe you should clarify, which I immediately did. I made the point that this late in the season.
Let me read that tweet that he clarifies. Nothing right. is more important than that young man's health. That was the point of my last tweet. I'm sorry if that was misunderstood, but his health is all that matters. Again, everything else is irrelevant. I prayed for him and will continue to. And if you read the three tweets that he made before that, it's like that's exactly what you said.
Right.
But people can't stand Skip Bayless. Bro, look at if you go through the quote tweets, it's unbelievable.
Bro, listen,
you're racist. He's just the worst guy ever. Like, come on.
But listen to this. The article I was reading, listen to this. It says, it remains to be seen what effect, if any, Bayless explanation will have. Skip's co-host, NFL alumni Shannon Sharp, offered prayers for Hamlin, serving in stark contrast to the cold nature of Bayless' tweet. Bro, in Bayless' tweet, he's also sending out prayers. You're lying to the people.
Yeah,
and people that haven't read it, they're thinking, what a dick.
You're delivering a narrative to dunk on Skip Bayless by ignoring the facts of the matter, which
all
is
right.
the first
Let me tell you
is,
who wrote this.
Just said a prayer for him and his family.
Let me tell you.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you. Okay, I want to hear something after I say his name. Milo Tybee.
Okay. Milo Tybee?
Yeah, no, who?
Who?
Okay. Yeah, who?
Right. And he's from Athlon Sports, which is pretty respected. Right.
Right. That's a college football magazine that has good deals. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
They got great previews. Right. And so he wrote this, what I just read.
Okay.
So he's the one. No, I'm just letting you know who.
Yeah.
Who said
bro, a lot of journalists and stuff are thinking. I'm like, here's what I'm saying. It's like, bro, if you're literally going to like try to demonize people for thinking out loud about what a lot of other people are thinking, it's like, what type of person, like, are you literally trying to suppress the expression of thought? Like, I'm thinking, like, okay, like all of us, after about 10 minutes, and, like, you hear this stuff, and, like, you see the players crying, it's like, are they going to cancel this game?
Mm-hmm,
you know,
right.
Or are they going to, like, well, Jesus Christ.
But you're not supposed to write that, I guess, what you're thinking.
These teams are playing for
you know,
a
it's almost like,
you know, like or the playoffs. I'm like, you know, I can't think that because it's obviously part of the discussion.
You can't you know? Think it. You can't say it. That's
because,
just
because
it's almost
because,
like a fucking stupid game that makes no fucking sense where everybody's just being fake. That's why you get so easily offended or triggered.
Right. Conan, I have a question for you.
What to do? Boom.
Have you been taking your Athletic Greens?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Well, that Athletic Greens is a fantastic product. Athletes use this. Basically, what Athletic Greens is, it's all of your nutrients all in one nutritional drink. I started taking Athletic Greens because I take, like, you know, when you take vitamins, I have like 9 bottles of vitamins that I take. And it's just a complete pain in the ass. Like, go, you know, having to open them and pour them every day and everything with that. So Athletic Greens, it's just a powder. You put it in, you can shake it. You can mix it with protein drinks. You can mix it with juice. You can mix it with water. You can take it before your workouts. You can take it in the morning. You can take it after your workouts. It's comprehensive health and the power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. So I take mine usually after I work out. And athletes are just all in on this. You know, they have one thing in common with athletes. They take care of their bodies. And a huge part of that starts with, you know, whole body health. And they take AG1. And that's why I'm a huge fan of that. It has 75 high-quality ingredients that gives you daily nutrients and long-term gut health support. That's the best thing about this is that it helps your digestive process. If you're having bad digestion or, you know, you're going to the bathroom, it doesn't look good, you know, Athletic Greens, you know, puts us in the right direction.
Or if you're feeling backed up and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, and all of this for just less than $3 a day. How great is that? It's an effective daily habit with the highest quality source ingredients. It's a win-win. So if a comprehensive solution is what you need for your supplement routine, then Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Konan, K-O-N-N-A-N. That's Athletic Greens, athleticgreens.com/Konan. Check it out.
Yo, so check it out. It helps hydrate the body. It's packed with vitamins and minerals. It boosts your immune system. It has so many benefits. As you know, we're big on wellness here. And bro, like, your body needs like 11 elements, but only 6 of them like are the most important one, which is like oxygen, nitrogen, phosphorus. And this is packed with everything that you need. You don't have to go and cut, you know, fruits or vegetables or anything like that. All these minerals and vitamins and everything that you need to maintain good health in one drink. It don't get better than that. I drink this every day. Disco was drinking it before I was. You know, he swears by it. So, you know, stay in shape and stay healthy. Get your Athletic Greens. Boom.
And here's what it did. Right. It created a narrative on Twitter. And somebody that basically, because all that matters is this guy's health, nothing matters, the games don't matter, nothing matters except this. So anybody that disagrees with that, it opened up a door for them to yell at this guy, which is what a lot of people on Twitter like to do. Like in terms of crisis and stuff like this, they want to start yelling at people for having the wrong narrative. You know, and that's what we saw.
You know
here.
What? Like, I was watching this show about this guy. I think it might have been on CNN or HBO, and he was going around the country in an RV and talking to people, like mostly Trump folks, you know, why they liked them. And it just seemed that, and he talked to Antifa members, he talked to Democrats. Bro, everybody was just angry. And right. You think, you know, people are poor, you know, whatever the reason is, you've got an angry, populace, you know what I'm saying? Right. And anything's going to trigger them off, you know, and they're just ready to fight. People are just pissed off because life has been so unfair and you're figuring out everybody's fucking you over and the government doesn't have your best interests at heart. They've been exposed, you know, and so people are fucking angry. Yeah. You know, they can't fucking buy shit. You know, and fucking people are mad, turning to drugs and turning to violence. It's a very mad. Bro, we didn't grow up with this. Think about it. We did not grow up with this type of anger. People were happy.
Yeah.
People very happy, go lucky. Everybody was fucking, you know, on their shit, whether it was weed or cocaine or pills. But everybody was just cool, bro. And, you know, it wasn't fucking like it is now, bro. It's very, very angry. What were you saying, Joe?
Well, what did you guys think of the hit? Because here's my question. The reason I'm asking it is I saw so many tweets and people saying, you know, after this vicious collision or after this blah, 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 when anyone else who watches football, it was like a grab and drag tackle. Like they didn't really connect.
Bro, not only that, again,
so why are people
I go back to
it that way.
Let's go there. Well, now we're talking about what happened was is there was a, basically the narrative started coming out too, because it's like heart conditions get there. So all of a sudden the anti-vax people started chiming in
big time.
Well, this is so the vaccine people and stuff like, oh, this is the vax and stuff. But there's no evidence yet. The guy's literally on the, so I was following, you know, looking like I'm not listening to Twitter. I'm going on Twitter, listening at doctors that are giving their take on what they saw from the thing on what happened. And basically and we still don't know what it is, but this seemed more plausible than anything is this condition called commotio cordis, where basically there's a blow to the chest at a precise moment of the electrical cycle that stops the heart.
Yeah.
Those trying to tie this to vaccine stats to project their unsanctioned beliefs are terrible, horrible people. That's what this guy tweeted. But this is like – this happens very infrequently, but it can, because it's a very specific thing, like an exact moment where you hit the person there and it just disrupts the heart and your heartbeat stops.
I read it's much more common in baseball and hockey.
Right, right. It's happened a lot in hockey pucks and stuff. Yes, where guys are blocking shots a lot and everything. Mm-hmm. But the people that were saying like the vaccines, bro, it's like you had to turn this stuff political. Like, bro, the guys on the field like possibly dying, and we're all giving our reasons like the vaccine and stuff, everything, right?
That's what every death though. Dia, like Kirstie Alley just died, and it was like, oh, it was a fast acting cancer, and everyone's like, but she's vaccinated clearly, or whatever,
right? Everything's vaccine. So let's go to the ones that further. This is the aftermath, and I think this is, and to me, the fascinating thing about what this was. Now we've seen. Wouldn't it be funny that we talked about this yesterday on the podcast about how people dying of heart attacks, but that's not a thing that's been happening in sports for a while now. Like it's something like people dropping dead of heart attacks, stuff. But it's just not covered like it's been since the vaccine, because everybody's trying to tie the vaccine to the heart stuff, right?
Right.
But to me, I was fascinated that based on the risk of this possibly happening, that the NFL did not have a protocol to follow that was in place right off the bat. Okay, so like, they canceled, they wanted to start the game back up. Like after five, they said, you got 5 minutes. And they wheeled them off field, we got
now,
5 minutes.
Let's touch on that for a minute, though, because what's his name said that, was it Bob Costas?
Pat Buck.
Sorry, Joe Buck. I get them mixed up. Joe Buck said it four times on the broadcast. These guys,
he was being told. Yeah, we're starting 5 minutes.
But so, Troy Vincent in the press conference afterwards said that was never said. So somebody's,
No, he had to have been cued in his earpiece. They said, we're starting in 5 minutes, right? So Troy Vincent wouldn't know that he's not in the truck.
He's covering up for the NFL.
Conan, guess what?
What'd it do?
Tis the season for overindulging and cheating on your diet.
Nice.
Joe, don't interrupt. Okay, hang on. Conan, guess what?
What up?
Tis the season for overindulging and cheating on your diet. Don't let the holidays ruin all your hard-earned progress with your diet and training. Get prepared to crush it in 2023 with, guess what? Legacy Sports Nutrition.
Boom.
Now, you've heard us talk about them before, but now more K100 listeners than ever have experienced the results for themselves from professional-grade supplements available at LegacySups.com. Shed those excess holiday pounds and have the energy needed to endure your family with their best-selling fat burner, X-Lean 5, which, Joe, you're currently using, right?
Yeah, I take my X-Lean 5 every morning. I'm energized all day long. I've been feeling a lot better. I feel a lot sharper. And then later on in the day is when I take the Recovery PM to get some really, really good sleep at night. And I'm deep sleeping. I'm getting plenty. And you get your deep dreams that you remember and all that. It's really that's a good show that you're sleeping well. So, but the X-Lean 5, man, I can't recommend it enough if you're looking for more energy during the day. And I've dropped some pounds as well, so...
Well, if that sounds good, I don't do carbs, but you might want to try Carb Defender, specifically designed to take before you're about to pick out on carbs. I know a lot of people like to pick out on carbs, like pizza and stuff, but it limits the negative effect of carbs in your waistline. And of course, there's always their top-selling Test X9 Testosterone Booster and the Sleep Aid getting rave reviews worldwide, the Recover PM. That's my favorite product. And while stocks last, orders over $75 will receive a free supplement organizer with 7 individual cases divided into morning, noon, and night. All in one handy case, you can stay on top of your subs and make those gains, brother. That sounds like a great product, because I got tons of pills, that I take. And as always, show your love for K100. Get 10% off your entire order by entering code K100, that's K100, at checkout at LegacySups.com. That's LegacySups.com.
Yo, check it out. You got all these different supplements for energy, for, for sleeping, for just about anything you can think of. We're very big on wellness here. Check it out. Legacy Subs, endorsed and made by Nick on probation, Aldis, and Mickey James.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Right, so then they brought the guys together and the coaches got together and said, my guys are not ready to play. You know, it's like, I understand. And they said, well, let's cancel the game, you know? But the fascinating thing to me is, like, they still right now, there's in the NFL bylaws, right? Like, this is a...
But, bro, that's what's so... But that's what's so different from our time. Mm-hmm. They would have never stopped the game in our time, even the players.
Right.
So, when the game's over, you find out how he's doing, what happened, right?
But the players could do because of the time it took, where they had to sit there watch this guy getting the defibrillator and stuff in your CPR. Yeah. Like, it's just like it creates an emotional state that creates an environment where you can't play anymore, right?
Yeah.
This to me is even more interesting. Okay, is that the NFL? There's no real that they did not have a protocol in place here. The only protocol in place, which they're kind of ignoring, is in the NFL bylaws. Any regular season game that is suspended must be played to its conclusion at a later date. That's in the rules.
Right.
Right. Now they're kind of ignoring this because what they're doing is they said we're not going to finish the game this week. Okay. Right. I think what they're doing, and like, you know, this makes this very plausible, and I can see what they're trying to do, but this is them just working this on the fly. They're looking at the standings. Okay. And you got Buffalo at 12-3, the Bengals at 11-4, and Kansas City at 13-3.
Right.
I think what they're doing is they're hoping that Kansas City wins and Buffalo loses, so we don't have any question on who is the number one seed. Okay, and like if the Bengals win and the Buffalo loses, there's a tiebreak and they didn't play the game, and who gets the second and third seed? And maybe like, and I would say this, I don't know, like if it comes down to that, where Buffalo is 12-4 and Cincinnati's 12-4,
right,
and that's the second and third seed. Yeah. One of them's going to be the second one to start. I think you would have to give it to Cincinnati because the Buffalo players are the ones that kind of like forfeited the game and went not forfeited, but decided we can't play and left the field and went back to Buffalo.
Plus there's a personal bias because you love Cincinnati and Joe Burrow. Let's get that out there too. You do.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, I think what they're doing is now. Is there is real no protocol in place here? Yeah. They're just hoping to see what the standings are at the end.
Protocol is just bullshit. Everything is a facade, bro. And when you get caught red-handed, you deny it. And then even if you go to court, you still keep denying it because you got political rivals that are or whatever, you know. And people just don't say the truth anymore. And and a lot of people are okay with that. There's a lot. It's a very fake world. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you're not going to stun up the shades, why don't you stun up the headphones where the lights aren't.
These aren't bright enough for you?
No, but where the lights are.
Where the flash.
But this is – so the kid is still in critical condition, but he obviously got incredible health. But here's – I was talking to Madden last night. This is one thing you got to worry about when he kicks out is possible brain damage.
For sure.
The guy was unconscious for nine, 10 minutes. That's like – so it's – you know, hopefully he gets out of this okay. You know, he's still alive, which is good, but you know, it's horrible. And like this late in the season, the biggest marquee matchup they had all year on Monday Night Football, and it's just like an absolute disaster. You know, for the NFL and for everybody that had to be subjected to watching a guy, you know, get killed on the field. You know, which is terrible. But you know, that's we'll see. It'll be interesting to talk about it. Find out after Sunday what happens and if they do have an issue where
let me ask you one question before
they have to play another game. Let me ask you one question before we get out of here.
Do you think Skip Bayless was right to apologize?
First of all, he didn't apologize. He clarified what he said. Right. Let me read you this thing again. It says his tweet. Nothing is more important than that young man's health. That was the point of my last tweet. Oh, yeah, she did. But I'm sorry if that was misunderstood, but his health is all that matters. Again, everything else is irrelevant. I prayed for him and will continue. And that's the second time he said a prayer for this guy.
Right.
You know, people because he's Skip Bayless and he's this pariah, they just want to assume, well, he was just stinking there. I'm like, well, that's not what the tweet says. You know, it's like you're reading the tweet wrong because you don't like Skip Bayless. And I'm reading it the way he wrote it and there's nothing wrong with it. You know, so. Right. So
No, I thought he should have apologized too, but also because, bro, you're making whatever $5 million a year, whatever it is. And all you got to do is apologize to a small minority of snowflakes because they're trying to get you fired. Don't help them. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You think Shannon Sharp just returns to the show tomorrow like it was a one-day protest?
I don't know if he has any common sense. I mean, this is all just virtue signaling now, like because I guess because people, maybe friends of his, you know, they're demonizing Skip. We need to jump on the Skip Bayless, you know, pile on him and stuff. Right. So whatever. I don't know.
He's a player. He's a brother. He's part of the fraternity. And look at what happened. But he wasn't being insensitive. He was thinking what a lot of people if you're a fan of football, you couldn't help but think that.
Right.
I was going to say, I'll guarantee you there were some people in the stands going, well, is there going to be a replacement game or what's going on here? And there's definitely people that bet on the game that were worrying about that.
Well, plus there's a lot of fantasy football implications. I was saying, like, well, what does FanDuel do? You know, like there's people paying, you know, like, and people said, you know, Mad was telling me, like, nobody cares about that. I go, well, the people that have money invested on this care.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is something that can happen when you've bet money on games and stuff. You're thinking, like, how does the league deal with it? Am I going to lose my money? Or am I going, you know, like, Cisco's like, I don't know. It's just, there's a lot of moving parts, but it's interesting that the NFL doesn't really, that they're just,
so if you bet, let's
fly,
you did bet on this game, what happened?
I got my money back. I did bet.
Okay.
You get your money back. There's a null bet.
Who did you have?
I had Cincinnati, and I had Joe Burrow under 289 passing yards.
If you had Joe Burrow as your starting quarterback in fantasy and he doesn't have a complete game?
I guess he gets nothing. Because, like, each league has to figure that out. Like, our league is like, what are we going to do? It's like, you know, well, the game's kind of, you know, it's
tough,
bros. This is the championship week of a lot of fantasy football leagues, too.
Yeah.
That's why this is not like... like something like, oh, that's irrelevant. Well, it is relevant. I want this guy to live, but it's still money.
Yeah, nobody's
like,
saying.
Like, you're trying to tell people, like, well, your money doesn't matter because this guy, well, it does matter. I got a lot of it. You got a lot of money invested
like
in somebody.
Like I said, to the easily offended, you sound insensitive.
Right, exactly. You know, so.
Nobody's saying that any of that stuff's more important than the guy's life, but, you know, you can't even have that secondary thought today.
Yeah, it's like control and shit.
Right.
What you should be even thinking, don't think it.
Obey, conform, and repeat when the narrative hits. And, like, you have to follow those instructions. And if you don't, then you're a terrible person. You're brutal.
It's wild.
All right.
So this has been K100 Talks. If you have a comment or opinion or whatever on it, you can just send it to our mailbag at, what is it, Joe?
K100questions@gmail.com.
Keep the letters short so we can read a grip of them. Boom. This has been K100 Talks.